Shus Avi Mori. Well, the Maaseh Reish Dalad, Siv Zayin, like to start off with a Chakira. The Ger to Bracha Rishoyna, the Mekor for it, we know from Gideon Ketz Mavarach, and it's either Kaval Chayma from Bracha Achoyna, or from the Sug of Osla Honest Bezer Oilam Lishem Bracha. The question is, what's the definition of Hayna? What the Ger to Achila do we define having pleasure? That means you do it from the Sugis and Chas, when you eat something, loud enough, clear? When you eat something, there's always two places a person can have an oh. Either hanas grenoi, from his throat, his palate, his taste buds. The nos mayoi, the fact that the stomach enjoys something, sviya, satisfaction. From brachas, which one is it? The get to brachas, is it the sugya of you having both? You have to have hanas grenoi and nos mayoi? Is it just the fact that your stomach enjoys it? Or just the fact that your throat enjoys it, your palate? Which one is it? And there are a couple of sugyas that we came across, and we'll see, that could be depends upon this question. Whether we have the sugya neged, why do you make a bracha on Shem and Zayis, where is the Hano over there? Whether the sugya today, of why to make a bracha upon water, dafka when you're thirsty? Whether the Siv Ches neged, the sugya making a bracha on something that's 4 or 4? Whether the Siv Tes and Ches neged, the sugya of Sakono, neged, the sugya of Oinus? Neged, we had a beginning Reish Beis by vermint wine. It seemed to be a machlik, so the Chayodim versus Prima Godim. Why are we having a no? The idea of eating papalim, we saw in Reish Beis Sifta Zayin, we have no in one aspect. We have a moldy bread, a beginning Reish Dalet. Where's that no over there? Is there a no? Why not to make a bracha? What's it at? And there are numerous sugyas that Chonim grapple with, try to define in this Hakira, what's the definition of a no? And they get to the sugya of bracha. Now, when they go through it, they always try to answer that true, there might be a sugya of ana. There's also a concept of derech achilo. There's a concept of ein shem oichel. Eat paper, that's not food. Eat something that is betzim, it's not the derech to eat it this way. You wrap it up, food in a wrapper, with a paper around it, that's not derech achilo. And therefore, they try to answer different questions, mikan lekan, different rayas. Rav Rubin, this past Shabbos Tshuva, he gave a drasha on this question. Going through mamash, sugya after sugya, shak v'tayya, rayas mikan lekan. I'm not going through all the rayas. There are mamash, a lot of Torah about it. Just go try to go through the basic nafkaminas based upon this question. Now first, to be clear, it's very simple when you have an oh, sai from your groinoy and from your beten, from your ma'ay, avadi, you make a bracha. You enjoy it in your palate, you enjoy it in your stomach, you make a bracha. When you have both, it's bullshit. When you have a case of only hanas groinai, when you're only going to have enjoyment in your mouth, but not in your stomach, for example, you taste something, you spit it out, you get out of the question of chewing gum, that's not our sugya of here, we leave it to Reish Yod Sif Beis. The sugya of tasting food, Erev Shabbos, Toyamehel, you spit it out, what's the halacha in that case? We're focusing on right now the question of Hakeret. You have no hana of groinai, not your palate, not your throat, not your taste buds, only hana inside my eye, inside your stomach, your sphere. In that case over here, is there a getter of making a bracha, bracha rishon, or not? So, again, the Makoris Mikan Lakan, the way how the Avnezer, the Eglital, how he comes out, he wants a taina, the ikur is a sphere. He says, I'll bring your ayah. V'chalti v'sivoto. And you get to the sugar of bracha achreino. Avada depends upon the sugar of sphere. And therefore, the Gemara is a kavachoyma from bracha achreino to bracha rishon. And therefore it says we do not look at all the Anas Groinai, we only look at the Gedra Svi over here. And if you have Svi, you make a bracha, otherwise you won't make a bracha. But the Gedra Svi, Nos Mayari. Pesach Halacha by Forrest, he has in Hebrew and in English, he goes back and forth, he says either one, Svi or Groinai, you make a bracha. But again, it comes out on Svi in and of itself, Maisi, you make a bracha. Rav Ruben, when he goes through it, one of his main rayas is Stimus Apoiskim. Again, he has Kama, Shuvas, Isis, back and forth. But the fact that no one says, if you have no Anas Groinai, you won't make a bracha, they don't speak it out black and white, and there can be numerous cases. It sounds like just feet in itself, you can make a bracha. Atzal Hasheni, Kama Mechalkas Yoav, Yaakov, and Shuva. And he says, L'maisa, by Sugar 4, do we make a bracha? If it has no Anon in the palate, you don't make a bracha. even though you have a no, your body has pure no. Ain lecha no gadol mizeh, then healing your body, and we're not making a bracha. Why? Because you have to have a nos groino. The shaman's eyes can be heals your body, but doesn't it have good taste for us? You don't enjoy it in your mouth over here. How in the world can you make a bracha? The bracha is dafka. When the achilish by in your mouth, you enjoy it over here. Agam negate the sugar for, they want to answer. No, ain shem refuah negate the sugar for. The Chalkas Yaakov says, svi in and of itself, you would not make a bracha. And if a zoysa bracha, Mendelbaum, we come along and be choshish for that. Livy says, you want to make a bracha on something that only gives you svia, make a bracha on something else, on sugar, something else, but not on this thing itself. So, about to put some achloikis, Chalkas Yaakov versus Egle Tal. Again, that numerous rise, mikan lekan. And the Swam is my name, who seemed to be on Machloikis, the Bischai Locha versus Zoysa Brocho. Rafforce versus Mendelbaum. Tuesday, I got a phone call from Echim Nechaburo. He calls me up. I don't smell anything. I don't taste anything. Do I make a Brocho? Now, there was an empty seat here on Wednesday. Thursday, I came back with the test negative. Don't worry, you can see it back Thursday. But the question is, people who don't have any taste, due to the matzav of Corona, that's why Reuben gave a drasha about it. Do you make a bracha? There's no hanas korona, not a kiyuza. Now, the Swarm write that different people have different levels of Corona, of this magaif over here. Some people have slight taste, something very still to they will taste, something that's hot peppers they will taste, different levels over here. Let's go with the assumption, simple, there's no taste.
It tastes good.
No taste, they don't taste, there's no taste. Bez Hashem Emel will have a for shleimo. Amen. Will Bez Hashem taste? But people right now will say they can't taste. Do you make a bracha over here? Mamish, it's the chakira of this question. Your stomach, your body enjoys it. But your mouth does not enjoy it. There's no taiva mitzvah in the taste buds. Do you make a bracha over here? So this question already, Shlomo Zalman was asked this question years ago, but Claudius, why would he ask such a question? Why did they ask him this question? The end was very simple, Tzarechian. Megillah Sefer, and Brochus, I think it's Simon Hay, also discussed this question. And so Tzarchin, they didn't really have to pass in this question. The Bayan, now you do have to pass in this question. What do you go do? So Rav Ruben, his Maskono, and the Moshe Shal Klein, when he's discussing the Geta Corona, and there's a save called Kesem Lucha on Corona, all three come out the same Maskono. At the end of the day, we make a Brocha. Or they're going with the Mahalach, and if you read their Tshuva slowly, they're going with the concept, you make a bracha that something only gives you svia, a gam that no one else growing on. L'chur, the Chalkas Yaakov, and the V'zayis HaBracha Mendelbaum, L'chur B'choshid, and disagree. Now, I love it. The B'nei HaBracha, call him Mendelbaum and ask him. I didn't get a chance to call him and ask him. But the Sigur Shemoy, it sounds like from V'zayis HaBracha, they really disagree, you cannot make a bracha. He'll be choshid, and therefore tell you to listen to somebody else when he makes a bracha. Now, negate the Birch of Mosin, maybe you can bench by yourself, as for Chal to a Savoto. When they get the Bracha Rishayna, it sounds like be Machlegis, again, the only thing I saw in Svarim, they get to call to the person who Maisa does make a Bracha. Another that I've been looking upon this question is when we mentioned last Chabura, a person has a raw egg that he swallows to sweeten his voice, he's a Chazin. Well, he swallows it before Purim because he wants to line his stomach. Does he make a Bracha in that case? So the Makor Chaim, the Chavasiyar, Sefer Chaim, Shlom Kluger, they tell him, I see, would not make a bracha. Sounds like you're not having any enough from your palate, your stomach, your body. The Moisiv idea is not Derech HaChilosai. Salah Sheni, the Shai Tshuva, at the end of the Simon over here, Big Zan the Chido, he says, true, you have no ano. But there's Mozoin, there's nourishment to your body. And Mamash sounds like, this is the goof of the Machlikis, this is the Chakiro, it's what the Chido, the Shai Tshuva says, they write clearly, there's no ano over here. Except your body's having nourishment over here. It's how the Sugya Svi over here. The Swarm seem to go more this way. The Chesalofim, Masham, the Kishon Aruch, they pass me a swallowed egg without not having any taste to it. Mice, your body has a gemozing out of it. Therefore, a person should make a bracha. And therefore, by force, the Shitasai, and the Mavosa goes this way, Vadi Yosef goes this way. Again, the Chuy can answer the Rayo. They already mentioned last time, the Sugya Kufi Gimel Abishalakim. Over there, it's spoken out that eating a raw egg is really achil b'shas adchak. That sounds like a person would enjoy it b'shas adchak. So maybe there is a slight ano out of it. Meister Yabi Oimer, Yafi Yosef, Meister first one say, you don't make a bracha, must come to a chlis and divin svarim over here. But it could be to shail upon Mamish Aruch HaKiro, When someone has no, it's on the mouth, but they have a no. In the beten, you make a bracha upon it. A similar case, they discuss. Let's say a person who has a boiling hot tea and it burns his mouth, his palate. Or something is very cold. You're running to the yeshiva bus, you have your hot coffee, you gotta have your hot coffee. And you burn your mouth, you don't enjoy it in your mouth, but it wakes you up. Whether because burning sensation wakes you up, or coffee goes inside your body and wakes you up. Do you make a bracha on something, but at some of your mouth again, your palate's not enjoying? This specific case, Rav Shaul Barzan, Zatzal, he has a chew about this, he ends off. Is it derechila, not derechila, tzorechin? V'zois ha-bracha l'shitosai. And Batsim is early in the Shuvah says, you're not having a nos, groinai. You're only having a no inside your body. If they come along and say, the mice said not to make a bracha. Even those who say, and a sviri do make a bracha, can argue the point and say, no, in this case, not. It's not a derech achila. You don't drink something, or eat something that's boiling your hand over here. Make a more practical case. On the case of whiskey or beer, let's say that different people out there, some people enjoy it, I'm asking. But there are certainly people who do not enjoy it. Whether beer, people eventually enjoy it, they cultivate the taste. Whether wine, they very expensive bottles, a lot of people just don't enjoy it. Go to a simcha, guy says, God tastes this wine. You go to a simcha, God make a l'chaim, and due to social pressures, due to social society, you make a l'chaim. Whether you want to get high, whether because that's what everyone's doing over here. Do you make a bracha? That's not a nusgrayna. You don't enjoy it in your palate. The one time the choy, it's fact, it's food. Your betin does enjoy it. Come on to Benish Chai and he discusses this question. Discussing a person on beer that you don't enjoy, make a bracha. Maisi says at the end of the day, he's not klar. They ever said make a bracha on sugar. Again, sugar, which is itself the Yishlodin. That seems to be not hot. We make a bracha on sugar. And therefore, they bring down, the Rav Shtomer brings down, that for the Amnon Mebels, he would not make a bracha on whiskey. Of the Ashvitz brought down, the Zos Bracha says, not to make a bracha. Asad HaSheni, again, those who want to seem to disagree, unless you toss it. There's Vyan Dovez, or Letzin, Ushai Bracha. They come along with an interesting idea over here. Let's say a person has chicken. Doesn't care, his palate doesn't care for it. Everyone enjoys it. But him, bland, no meaning, not the palate, the taste buds. They come along and say, he won't make a bracha over here. The one time there's a concept over here that the fact that everyone enjoys it, and you personally do not enjoy it, like everyone enjoys Pepsi and Coke, but I don't like it. It doesn't taste good to me. Maisa, you make a bracha on that. Why? Bottle of diet to Eitzik Olodim. That's something that's food that people enjoy, and that's growing, you bottle of diet to Eitzik Olodim. It says, Vian David, there's a massive market of billions of dollars of whiskey, and everyone enjoys it. Ah, you, the Yochid, doesn't enjoy it? Fine. You have to grow up, baby. Or develop a taste for it. See, once a time there's a sick over here, a bottle of diet to Eitzik Olodim. Which is a massive chiddush, because I think if you walk around, there's only a more than a mean of matzah of people that certainly do not enjoy whiskey. It's purely for social reasons.
Even if it's cuts?
No, cuts might be something else. I don't think people are cuts by the burning sensation. I don't know if they're cuts by it. Most of our people, I've been to simchas, so people come over to me and say, can you make a bracha whiskey for me? Because they're afraid to make a bracha upon it. Which is, this is ice in the taino. Again, this shalosh itosai. Is there not screwing or not svi over here? But what the diet you should that so or not? What? Yeah. A similar case is because let's say you have food that a person swallows. So also, is there no one on the palate? You take something, wonderful food, chicken, you swallow it. There's nothing in your mouth. Make a bracha on it. So again, a rumor wants a tiny, but that's not svi over here. You make a bracha. Reuven Zerfaim says, that's not Maisa Achil over here. Not to make a bracha. Again, it could be depends upon this chakira. Another shayla, they discuss, does a person not even eat through his mouth? He takes food through intravenous. Now, the two places you can take intravenous, one into your veins, that involves, as the Truman said, the body that's not derech achila, the body won't make a bracha. But let's say you put it either a pipe through your mouth. It goes through your mouth, but in the pipe. It goes straight to your stomach. You have enough sphere inside your baton. Your stomach enjoys it. Hanos Maya. But my city, no one's going over here. Do you make a bracha over here? So the Chalkas Yaakov Shitase says, the fact that you don't have no going on, how can you make a bracha upon it? Void is Moisif. There's not a Maisa Achil over here. Second reason. And therefore, Vazai said bracha one time. In this case, Lukulam won't make a bracha upon it. Therefore, Chaim Kinyaski, Liyashu, they said, Maisa not to make a bracha. Atzal Hasheni, the tshuva by Levush and Mordechai, and the Minchas Yitzchak, and the forced Lishitase, they seem to want to argue and say, Yishmam should be machmer. And they ask another person to make a bracha for them. And Mechayshish, maybe they get over another sphere and make a bracha of the food for somebody else who's eating something through intravenous. So again, we have this chakir over here, negate numerous cases, how to apply it practically. Who are the two main cases practically is negate to whiskey, which is a great shayla. I'm not clear why the Olam really makes a bracha. I think if you take an honest survey blindly, I think most people tell me they would not enjoy us growing like, unless in the throat. I think most people, if I care, will not enjoy it. And I don't know what you say in the Svara of a bottle of daitai. Not sure what to make of bracha. You have a black coffee or a hot tea. These things are good questions over here. Be machlokes. They'll say a nos of the beten. You will make a machlokes. Would make a bracha. Machlokes. Svarim over here. The other case practically, they get it to Corona. Again, as far as I've seen the Svarim saying lemaisa, yes to make a bracha. Again, it'll come out according to Rav Mendelbaum. There's a bracha, which again, the Olam should please call him. And the Chalkas Yaakov, you won't make a bracha. Building upon that, I also go. The Gemara Daf Emdala brings down someone who is Shoisa Mayim Letzamai, someone who is thirsty, who wants to quench his thirst over here. The Gemara brings down, the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, you have bracha, shakal, and you have dvaray. And the Tafit says, you make a bar in the Foshas, through Abbas, for Chasuinon. The Gemara says, why in the world the Gemara is taking a case specifically of Letzamai, who is thirsty, Lafuke Mai? Someone has a bone stuck inside his throat, takes water to wash it down. In that situation, you would not make a bracha. Malacha, the Gemara says, Pukhazi maida amadabar, and again, to speak of a bracha. Rashi explains what does that mean. Rashi says, for bracha rishayno, you make a shakal. A bracha achoyno, you make point of fashas. That means, according to Rashi, that's the psak of the Gemara. The bracha rishayno, you make a shakal. And the bracha achoyno, point of fashas. Now, the question over here is, there are two cases in the Gemara. One is when a person is thirsty, wants to quench his thirst. The case when there's a bone stuck in between his throat, he has to wash it down. The numerous cases in between starts with the bialocha and wants to say, what is the aside over here? Is the concept you have to have an ano of being for thirst? Well, if I get it, the concept is lafuke when a bone stuck. They come along and be derived from the Ra'ah and the Sugya. He wants to be dyke that way in the Rambam. So it's clear for the Ra'ah that way. The side over here, says the bialocha, is you have to have a no out of it. You have to enjoy it over here. And the fact that Gemara took the idea of the chantei l'umtso, a bone stock, the Ram left it out. It's only ochre de milsa, it's only example over here. But the get over here, he says, is very clear, you have to have a no over here. Therefore comes out, Mishmur really explains clearly, that we have to realize a person stam drinks, stam, doesn't have any kavanah, some people drink. Stam, we assume he's thirsty. Make a bracha, one case. If he stam drinks it because he has a bone stuck in his throat, we assume he's not thirsty, we'll not make a bracha. But Meshavua speaks out, let's say he's doing it for both. He has a bone stuck, and also he has a das to have a not out of it because he's thirsty. Even though you have both things over there, the maestri make a bracha, because sov kol sov, you have a no. Just as from discussed, let's say a person has a bone stuck in his mouth, he has no kavana, he's thirsty. Agami is thirsty. Shmuel is not clear about that case. He's doing it purely because he has to get the bones out of his throat. But at the end of the day, he's also thirsty. It's not clear in the Shmuel if you make a bracha because you're having a no instead of taking away the thirst. Or no, because the mice, the whole pool over here, just to get the bone away. Shamanism blames Sorokin upon this. But mice, again, we have this yesod over here. The thirst, the get over here, is you make a bracha. Anything that's not that type of no, you not make a bracha. Once we have this halacha, the place can have 18 different cases how to apply this halacha. A lot of them are very simple. Some are very tough how to apply this together. First, the five cases of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah has first one case when a person, he is not thirsty, he wants to mitzarif to the sugya berech samozon. The Mogar Avom Shita Isra, you drink water, you can be mitzarif to berech samozon. Can a person drink water, he's not thirsty, just to mitzarif for the idea of berech samozon for zimun? The bialocha comes out. He says, number one, he can't make a bracha. Number two, you're not mitzarif to the zimun. What's the reason? Because he said over here, you're not drinking for thirst. Very simple. You need to have a no when you're thirsty. Aleph. The second case he discusses, let's say a person not sure he had the shear. Shear bracha choyno, 27 samak, 17 samak, 6 samak. What's shear bracha choyno? Shouldn't get to your vias. Is it 150, 75, 86, different numbers, 130, samak. What's the numbers? So the Mishnah, I'm not sure. I'll take a cup of water, drink 150 over here. Now we get a bracha choyna. Says the Mishnah, you're doing a mitzvah bracha choyna, not mitzvah thirsty. Can make a bracha choyna, can make a bracha choyna over here. A third case, Mishnah discusses, let's say he wakes up in the morning, doctor says for health reasons you have to drink water, he's not thirsty at all. Says the Mishnah, getting not thirsty, we'll make a bracha over here. A fourth case, an interesting case of the Mishnah, he's not thirsty, but he has food inside the stomach and he wants to assist in his digestion. He has food, it's heavy, bothers him, and he wants to drink water, not for thirst, but to help in the eating process over here, in the digestion process over here. Come on, Mishnah Berurah says a massive chiddush over here. That's nichla and avinah of achila. A gamma's not, because just like your body wants something because it's thirsty, the body wants something to help its digestion. The body wants it in the act of eating something over here. Again, you're not thirsty, but the body needs something for the to help the food digest. That's nichla and nova maisa achila over here. Nasha Klein, he has a tshuva about this in Chelek Yudalev. He says, what are you talking about? At the end of the day, you're not thirsty. You're not thirsty. You're doing it for achila. Aisa Taina, Maisa Sfam God, like the Mishnah understands, that circle so if this nichel in the achila process, that's Maisa you make a bracha upon it. A fifth case to contrast that, he says, let's say a person has food around in his body, but he has to get it down to his stomach to help us in the eating process, but not in the digestion, but just to get it down. That he says you won't make a bracha. So you have two acts over here. Twice you have to help in eating, but one just to get it down, and one to help it digest it, to dissolve the food inside. One he says is a maisa of achila of ano of like l'tzamai. One says it's not a maisa of l'tzamai. One says just get the bone out of your throat. Yes, chedushim. That's his dakis like a chiluk over here. Depends where the ano is coming from. I'd count the five cases in the Mishnah Berurah how he's defining the salach over here. Building upon it, take some simple cases. A person has to take medicine and drinks water purely for the medicine. He's not thirsty over here. Not thirsty. Do you make a bracha upon it? Says the Sfarim, the Ben Ish Chai and the Paiskin afterwards, Shlomo Zalman B'Yashiv, Avadi won't make a bracha. B'Yashiv says, Shlomo Zalman says, not only that, once a person does not make a bracha, do you have to be medactic and take just a drop you need for the medicine? So no. Once not making a bracha, you don't get not mitzad, you're thirsty. You take more, whatever you need. Just drink to wash it down. Don't be didactic over here. What?
What if you're doing both?
If you're doing both, says Mishmur, make a bracha. If you're doing, you have kavon for both. If you don't have kavon for both, yish lodin. That's a shalom shaminism. But usually, if you know you're thirsty in the morning, you're taking pills, you would make a bracha. A seventh case, a simple case, a person might say, ate something very bitter. Or you have something charif, your kids gave you to eat just to see what your reaction is. Fine, and they enjoy it. You take water. Do you make a bracha? Come on the Archa Shulchan, and he writes his case, because he has kid also. And, or he says, Allah, you drink it, take out the bitter taste inside your mouth, Aladi, not inside your thirst. So you won't make a bracha over here. A common case today is people, instead of diet, one of the eights they say is to drink a lot of water. Because then you feel full. The gummy not really full, and if you have no time to eat, it's a way to fool your body over here. Is it working or not? That's another question. One of the eights they say you're drinking water just means that you give a diet. Again, come along, of course, I'll be sorry. If as Ephraim says, the mice you're not drinking yet means that you're thirsty. If the mice says the poiskim, you will not make a brach over here. Another case, a ninth case over here, a tenth case over here, is a person, let's say you're drinking something means that no, but no ruchnius na no gashmius. The way the Bingham Chaim Knievsky, the Rebbe Shrayim. The Rebbe gave you something to drink, something from him. You're not thirsty, but I'm getting drunk out of it. So the Chaim, it's a wonderful zach, maybe. It's not broch, you can make a broch over here. Can you say this from Chaim, a person who drinks the Be'er, much of Shabbos, as Be'er Shalmilium? He's not thirsty. Fine, there's Indian, the concept out there. He's not thirsty, the Maisi won't make a broch over here. Kushal broch, that's usually wine. We're discussing water, specifically water. Negate to post coming down. Let's say Isha was nursing. One of the eights is the doctor says you should drink a lot. So again, the S of Zelvishtin, Pesach Chuba brings down. You're drinking water just because to help out for the milk, not because you're thirsty. Not nichel negate of litzamoi. Therefore, not make a bracha. So again, so these cases I think are pretty simple. The bayah is going to be really the next group of cases where there is a no, but not study. Do you compare it to a case of digestion? Who knows? It might have to be a case of litzamoy. One case example, let's say a person is giving shir, and his mouth is parched, and you see all these people giving shirim, they pick up the cup, make a bracha, but call rum. I don't get a copy, I'm not sure why, but everyone else gets usually, and they make a bracha. And the question over here is, lemaisa, do you make a bracha? Why are they drinking for? Are they thirsty? Or the mouth is parched, it's hard to talk into a zebra, a plastic, a phone, but it's hard. Things, you know, your mouth gets dry over here. Do you make a bracha over here? There's a no over here. There's a no of somebody over here. So it's a question to Shmir Shabbat Kulchosoy, Chaim Kanievsky. They say, lemaisa, your mouth enjoys it. You're growing your palate over here, enjoys it. It's not dry anymore. Now your mouth enjoys it over here. Therefore, Abelsky or the Shire Bracha, they want time, lemaisa, you make a bracha over here. At Sada Sheni, the Esel B'Yashiv, you're not thirsty, Batsam. A Falk, Biskit Shuvis, and B'Yashiv, where's the thirst over here? And it's from a Mashallah, Shikal Das question, what do you define a parched mouth, something that's dry over here? Is that that thirst? Is that a David study?
It's thirst. Why is he drinking?
But are you thirsty? Your body wants it. Your mouth just wants to spit it out. For example, if you put it in your mouth and spit it out. But is that the no discussion over here? The best way to argue over here. That's a good shayla. A similar case. Also, there's a no. Person is going to be thirsty after a while, but right now he's not thirsty. He's drinking now, not to be thirsty later. The classic example they discuss is before time. Every know before you have sunim afsekes, then you know you eat your grapes and then you have your water. So when you have a water after you benched, do you make a bracha over here? So you should not be thirsty later. Right now you're not thirsty. So they bring down the imrei emes and avos and says shuva about it and chelik tes. He says such kol saif, it's for thirst. It's in some way. You're doing it not to be thirsty over here. Ma'aseh the Masham by us in the Sugyan, it says, true, you're doing it not to be thirsty. But right now, you're not thirsty. You protect yourself for later. That's a shmira, a fool. And therefore, Chodeshani, and Abiyashiv, and Mchaim, it's saying at the end of the day, ma'aseh not to make a bracha upon it. Therefore, Rav Malachim say not to. Therefore, Simcha Bonim, they get to 3 weeks, brings down the Shiloh. He make it once he machmer, but he says, al safik shmai, make a bracha on sugar. That's an example, like bringing down all the sugar. But there is a good question. You do have, what is that exactly? You're doing it without thirst, but not thirst right now. A similar case. Your body needs to have liquid, the doctor says. Is that, the body needs it? Is that like digestion? Is that for part of your body? To help your food, your body needs it over here? Or is that a David study over here? Again, this from arguing this point. Chaim, the Shemir Shabbos, Vadi Sef said the Ma'aseh, don't make a bracha at the end of the day. Not let somebody over here. Atzad Hasheni, come on, the Shemir calls your body is thirsty. Your body needs it over here. And then Atzal says your body is litzamoy. Your body needs this noisel over here. And the body needs it. Where's thirst? Define thirst. Your body needs a thirst over here. So even though you're not in your head, Vadi Sef disagrees with you. He says, you don't make a bracha over here. Fine, this is a Shigal Das question over here. So where is thirst? Define quenching your thirst. We'll get to maybe a better question. Another example they speak out. A person, it's boiling your hand outside and he takes a cold glass of mamish, freezing cold water, mamish geschmack. It's boiling, it's the other way around, it's cold outside, takes a hot tea. Hesite, not tea, hot water. My father times he takes hot water. Where is enjoyment over here? Is that called a David study? The body warms up. The mouth doesn't care. Stomach doesn't care. But the body enjoys that. The body wants it. The body enjoys it. The Maisi, do you make a bracha in that case? There's a no over here. Or there is no no. Where's a no? Right. It's a similar, but not exactly. It's simply going to get to water. The other thing is, Maisi, you wouldn't make a bracha. So there's the Maisi, a pre-chodesh over here. This is at the end of the day. Your body enjoys it. The mean pre-chodesh, ksav yad. So you make a bracha over here. And there's some Shemir Shabbos and Mr. Kirelis and Mechaim Kanievsky. I'm not sharing this by and Leib. And there's a Vosner, a Falcon, a Mice, then they're not Samoy. Your body enjoys it. But it's not beside the thirst inside your mouth over here. It's a Nomi David study. It's not Nichol Geder. Again, we have the Chavetz Chaim discussing Samoy versus bones. But where is that Noah inside your body over here? How do you define it over here? The Mice, and they want to know the Vosner. You're not thirsty. Building upon that, a similar case, let's say you have mamish a hesitate, tea, mamish, a black coffee. Black coffee, you don't enjoy it. But it warms you up. Tea, you don't enjoy it. But the ma'isa warms you up over here. When you make a bracha upon it. Again, they say Yashiv, and they say Barn Leib. So the ma'isa, don't make a bracha. There's no enjoyment. Back to the first question, together with this question, putting two questions together. Even the mamash is tam to it. There's a black coffee over here. People you see a lot of times, you go if you want, go to breakfast right now, you see there's a few thousand people there taking coffee and tea. Some of them are silly, are destroying it. You see the amount of water they're taking, the coffee and tea they're taking, it's purely to wake themselves up. Can you make a bracha over here? Is there enjoyment over here? Is that enough sphere that's over here? Is that the water? What are you making the bracha? Is the coffee bottled to the water over here? Where's the bracha? Then with Sheva Kossi writes, you have a coffee with any sugar. Most of us won't enjoy over here. I know those who like black coffee. But let's say the honest people over here who don't enjoy a black coffee over here. So then Sheva Kossi, how can you make a bracha upon that? Zaysa Bracha says, why do you want to make a bracha upon that? I remember I had the question numerous times through the year. Do I make a bracha on things that I can't have sugar, try not to have sugar? Do you make a bracha on that? It's a great question. Atzad Hashani, the Chodashani says, Lamaisa, you're enjoying it. Get the Vala Sugya Nosfi. And Lamaisa says, you do make a bracha upon it. So you mentioned now five cases over here that seems to be a Shikol Das question, in between question. There is, I know, a David study, and how do you grapple the get of an over here? Maybe take it even further over here. New question. What is water? What's the bayah with water over here? That means the whole time we're assuming that samay is something that's to quench your thirst. Because I'll say water be'etzim has no taste. Therefore, to have a no, it has to be something that quenches your thirst. If you ask me, I think water has taste. I don't know what you think water has no taste over here. If you want the best right, anyone who came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, back and forth, America water and Israeli water taste different. Ask anybody. It tastes different. Filter water and tap water, it tastes different. Some people taste different more than Pepsi and Coke. Take a taste test. It tastes. There is a taste over there. You go to spring water, Me'edin. Make a bracha on that, it tastes different. They say even different springs, they tiny the rocky waters, rocky mountain springs, is different than other springs. So what does it mean that water doesn't have taste? I can't figure out if it's numerous people. What does it mean water doesn't have taste? Is anybody water has taste? It does, water tastes. I mean, you can take the water in a soil, bubble it, take out the sediments, take out the rocks, whatever is there, then take that water and go against the New York City reservoir water and taste different. The spring water tastes different, so what defines taste? Has a bland taste. A lot of food also has bland taste. So I know what defines...
Nobody's drinking it for its taste.
Can't taste about it.
I think a lot of foods also can argue. I simply rather have a good cold cup of water than some foods that taste very bland. You know, sometimes he eats food where they
someone has
no taste.
Can't taste.
What?
Someone has corona, can't taste.
Yeah, great question. That was the beginning we discussed. That was the first question we started with. So, Lamaisa, I'm not sure how far to take that you said over here. What defines the lack of taste? But I do see the Erchener and the Yad HaLevi have tshuvas back and forth to each other. And they get the sugya of Meimai spring water. You make a bracha on spring water. Yeah, Me'edin comes from the... Now, if Me'edin is true, it's coming from a spring. That's another argument. But let's say it's coming from a spring over here. They have a tshuva of the Erchener versus a Bamberger back and forth in this Kovid Shemit Sin HaNemon. They write back and forth to each other. What defines the definition of Ano? At the end of the day, the Erchener says spring water, that has taste. And Avad, you make a bracha on spring water, that has taste. Regular water has no taste. Okay? I can argue that sometimes the New York water tastes better than the spring water over here. Atzad Hashani, the Yad HaLevi writes back to him, what do you mean? That's water. Has no taste. Cholpach is a sub bracha, not to make a bracha upon it. And it seems to me, the Svama seem to argue this point, negate spring water. Do you make a bracha, which a big nafkamina, not newest people, when they are, you have a bone stuck in your throat, and you have Pepsi Coke, if you make a bracha upon that, if you have spring water, do you make a bracha upon that? Lamaisa, the Shemir Shabbos was asked this question, the Shai Bracha said to be choshish, to go against the Aruch Lener and not to make a bracha. Lamaisa, the Aruch Lener says, and the Lamaisa has taste over here, and therefore the person should make a bracha. Take even one more step over here. Water, spring water. What about seltzer? Or for the Israelis, May soda. Do you make a bracha on that? Now, there are two types of seltzers out there on the market. There's one that they sell that has water, gas, and salt, and other things mixed aside. let's make it a simple case. The seltzer that the people make at home called SodaStream. Or also in the Haim, used to be they have these glass bottles. They used to have these little tubes go inside. These are SodaStream has been around since I've been a kid. Right, the little syphilis, right? It's been around for a long time. Basically, what is that? It's water and gas. You make a bracha on gas? No. You make a bracha on water, you're not thirsty? No. So what's seltzer? Do you make a bracha on seltzer when you're not thirsty? You enjoy the bubbling taste. You make a bracha on bubbles. You enjoy the sensation inside your mouth. You make a bracha on that. Do you make a bracha on seltzer? When you're not thirsty, you're thirsty, what do you do? So the is question to Rav Scheinberg, and again the Shmir Shabbos, and Myron Lay, Shmuel Kamenetsky, Chaim Kanievsky, they come along and say, truly have I not study, but not mitzadi thirsty. Therefore, mice, you not make a bracha. Like something that's hot or cold, you might enjoy it, but at the end of the day, the mice, it's water. You won't make a bracha upon it. Rav Nevensal, Rav Belsky passed this way. Atzad HaSheni, Rav Volzner, they asked him this question over here. And he comes along and he says, at the end of the day, the tam of chamitzos. It has tam to it, has a salty, sour taste to it. And there's a difference over here. They seem to be that they do enjoy it. They were the Shevet Kossi, and the Sefer Shara Baruch, the Maisa Pasuk in this way. To ask the Odom, they tell the Maisa, a person should make a bracha upon it. Among the Swarm, it's Mamas Machalikis HaShokhal. 10 verse 10 over here. What's the Lachan Negeta Sugya of Seltzer? Part of the argument seems to me, is it water with some gas over there? Two separate things. No, the gas is making this mixture affecting the water. It seems to be that's how they're writing over here. What's happening with Metzias? Yishlod and Yishlayim. What?
It's like flat seltzer.
So what is that? So what is the gas that's going inside? What is that exactly?
It's not gas.
What is it?
Change the water.
You make is that a tom? What is the gas? No. Maybe it is still inside the gas. It has just the bubbles are not there. Fine. The swarm seem to argue what to get of seltzer. That means to get to mineral water. They discuss mineral water, spring water, seltzer. All these cases are the nichel in the yisodaf being thirsty or not. I'll tell you a shuffle. And the best answer is, fine, don't drink things if you don't have no none of it. Why drink it for? I mean, yeah. But Maisa, it's not that simple.
Can you shalach
what?
Can not use shalach
monas. Machlokes of place can allow you to sell some shalach monas. Shmuel Kamenetsky says you cannot use the shalach monas. And then for these lishitosai, Shmuel Kamenetsky, and lishitosai, because those who hold it cannot use it with water shalach monas. And then with those on time, salsi can be yoitza. Others want to argue the point. Saying again, shalach monas, it's you tell the chshivat that you buy it. Then get involved with bottles of water that you buy also. A Pierre bottle of water is 50 shekels. So maybe you can get the shalach monas. The argument over here is sugya shalach monas, not negate over here. One last point negate to water is sugya of a bracha achorino. Taisus brings down in the parak, in the case where you're drinking water and you're not thirsty, there's a bone stuck inside your throat, you drank the shear of revius over here. Do you make a bracha achorino? Machlokes of Amram versus Moshe. Rav Amram says the maisa, it's in your stomach, you have the shear, you make a bracha. Rav Moshe says, just like you not make a bracha rishayno, you don't make a bracha achorino. Machlekes, the two of the machaber paskins like a Moshe, that if you do not make a bracha rishayno, you don't make a bracha achorino. So again, you have a bone stuck in your throat, you drink a lot of water to get it down, you have the shear of vias, no bracha over here. If so, come on the going of the sugyo, and bracha stafim hei, in the sefer Imri Noyam. A person, he's thirsty. He has his cup over here. Let's take the chaz nishir, it's much easier. He has 150 samak you have to drink. And he drinks half the cup, not thirsty anymore, but he finishes the cup, because most people finish the cup that they drank. So the first half, they're thirsty. The second half, finish it. Might as well. What else is going to happen over here? Maybe later I'll be thirsty. Are you mitzaref two sides of the drinking over here? The first half, you had das for thirst. The second half, you finish it, because that's what we do, you finish it. Says the going over here, you would not make a bracha achorino. Has to be the thirst, has to be the thirsty all the way through from the beginning of the shir to the end of the shir over here. It comes out, they get a bracha achorino, makes now a massive difference what you share bracha achorino is. Like some people know, the bracha achorino can be a kezayis, which could be 6 samak, all the way to 150 samak. It goes from 6 to 150, you want to take all ends of the spectrum. Really 180 if you want, but 6 to 180. So you want to be chosh with all shittas over here, so you can drink a little bit. So the question is, by the end, are you thirsty anymore? Are you getting out of it? You're drinking to get the shear, or you're not thirsty? You get out of it. Mishmur says you drink mitzvah shir. You're not mitzvah over here. And therefore, Rafal, when he writes about this, he said, Tzarech lizor b'zeh. People are drinking just to get the shir. You're not thirsty. You're bayam tzad sugya bracha choyno. Maestro Chodeshani, when he brings it down, he says, B'dar klal, a person is thirsty in the beginning, we assume he's thirsty at the end. Just, you know, he can get away with less. The assumption is, if you're thirsty in the beginning, you're thirsty a lot, and then you're thirsty a little bit. So we don't assume, unless you know that you're not thirsty, and just mama's drinking it, you know, I gotta get the shir of Az Chaznish, because I'm gonna be a Yer Shemayim, yesh lovi gain mitzad that. Fine. Maybe see, you have a shir of, maybe she's not drinking water, drink some salt is a problem also, I don't know, something else. But ik the swam mice go like this going, the Shmir Shabbat passes this way, and a Vaza passes like this, Khodashani, like Gam on the Isal Yashiv in Shurim, he points out Lakhoi Mishmur's Baduik, not like the going. Well, the mice all the swam and the Malachim seem to go like the going, they paskin, that you have to be thirsty all the way through. So practically they assume you are, but if you know you're not, the Khor is not much after the two sides over here.
Abdullah.
Abdullah is wine, not water.
Because wine will be anyways.
Yeah. Now, fine. I can't say Zayin to get to water. Sorry?
A girl on a date, does she have to make a bracha on her drink?
I think you're past that stage. Mice, anyway, it's usually diet 7-up or diet. It's usually not water, it's diet something. Diet 7-up. You know, anytime you may not have any out of that at all, also, don't the kasher. But, fine. Sif Ches is sugya of taking medicine over here. Now, the Makar sugya of medicine, Gemara Daf Lamed Vav says that a person has Shemen Zayis together with a Nigroin. The loch is when you put together, you make a bracha of Bari Priya Eitz. The Gemara says you might think before Kamachavin, therefore, we'll make a bracha. Kamashmon, you make a bracha. It says taste over here, you say it from the Gemara very clearly. The side very clearly over here.
Nice.
Is this 150 samak? 150? Close to 150.
Okay. Mineral water or tap water?
I'm thirsty, but I have a shayla bracha korn over here. Kamal Tyson says over here, see clearly the fact that you have doing it from before, but if you have a knot of it, might make a bracha. However, the fact that you have a knot out of it, you won't make a bracha. Now, again, the Chalkas Yaakov brings a rifle over here. A gam is your four, and your body has a knot, but your throat has to have a knot. His time is, we see from over here the sugar of four, that's his rayel, but the fact you have a knot, you won't make a bracha. No, I don't want to answer. Yeshu Chalak, there's a maisa achilo, derech achilo. This is not derech achilo. Negate to medicines, you make a bracha. So, try to, there's numerous nekudas, how this form bring it down. Try to focus on mainly two questions over here. Negate to medicine. One, let's say you have medicine, very sweet, tastes very good over here, but you swallow it. Take pills that you swallow. Now they put, again, sweetness on top of it because for you to not bother you over here. But let's say, best time if you chew it, you make a bracha, or you'd suck, you make a bracha, you choose to swallow it. There's one question to get specifically negate to swallowing. Since over here, the one time you put it in, it went straight down, is that nichel and that's groina? You didn't do the pula that you do as if it's a food over here. So there are those, Yisrael Shalom Azam, this question, and the Shmir Shabbos, a taino, a gam you can argue when you suck, you make a bracha. When you swallow, it's not a maisa achila, which be asking get involved with klali steak, even chicken you swallow to make a bracha. I mentioned before, it is machlokes of Reuben and the River Sephraim. But here it's even worse. Because you have a reason why everyone swallows a pill over here. The one time you won't make a bracha. Mr. Gorelis goes this way, Rabbi Forrest goes this way, and Sefer, Rabbi Kupshitz, the one time, the fact that you would swallow it, that's not a maisa achila. It takes away the tzuras of the achila over here. Again, two of your wives, of the badats right now. And this is why they point out, if it goes down, you have a little bit, but no. The fact that it's sugary over here and your palate enjoys it, they tell you, I want to make a bracha. Interesting question, what happens by medicine that you swallow? The Olam seems to be knowing that you swallow medicine, the gam has sweetness to it, we won't make a bracha. It's sad, what? Not mitzad, there's no no, but it's the right, the pool that you did over here. Let's take now the next case, something that you chew, or you suck, or some syrup over here. Right, all these cases over here. Do you make a bracha on things that you enjoy? There seem to be two malachim be'ikr, again, numus nekudis, but there seem to be two main malachim on Klal Yisrael. Those are taina, we have Taisa over here, that's Lama Vav. Taisa says very clearly, you have anol ma'isi make a bracha. And therefore, again, it's medicine over here, and the ingredients over here, but etzim, not what people will eat. That means, what are the case over here, that people would eat it, stamazai like for food? Well, most medicines are things people will not eat. But they put sugar on top, and other things that should not bother you, the taste, you have a lot of it at the end of the day. You have a lot of the moshin shuvah, you make a bracha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, Vadi Yosef, listen, Kirelitz, they say all these cases at the end of the day, the maestro, and waste from seem to go with Anhogo, the maestro, you had a lot of it, you make a bracha. That's the side of your tzivches. You have enough before you make a bracha. Atzad Hasheni, I think what you mean. Shlomo Zalman, and the Shmir Shabbos goes like Shlomo Zalman. He writes in Shmir Shabbos. Now Shlomo Zalman, he writes a couple of times. He himself seemed to be chayzer. The Shlomo say he was chayzer. The way his maskana seems to be, there are two different types of medicines out there. There's the medicine that be'etzem a person would eat even though they're not sick. There are, for example, Ercola. People take it even though they don't have a sore throat. Tums, we can argue the point over here. My kids have the Flintstone vitamins, or the numerous vitamins that kids love eating, even though they don't realize they're getting medicine over here. It's a way of fooling them. They enjoy it. They want to take it. You have to hide it from them because it's a candy. There are different items out there that, but actually, you enjoy. You want to have it, even though you're not sick. You might not have it because it's expensive. You're saving because you are sick, but actually, you enjoy it. That comes with Shlomo Zalman. Your time is that mice to make a bracha. That is be'etzim, and a thing of achil over here. Mash enkin, you have medicine that's vile, bitter, you don't enjoy, but the company puts inside some sugar sweetening over here, should not bother you, should not mind it over here. They come along for two reasons why that should not be making a bracha of Shlomo Zalman. One is, that's not derech achilah. We don't eat things this way, that has a vile taste to it, together with sugar inside. You're having a gnaw in your throat, that's true. But that's not a maisa achil over here, aleph. Void again involved the interesting shell of ikr and tuffle. The Achron would grapple with that over here. Let's say the ikr, you will not make a bracha. It's not mukhiv a bracha. The tuffle is mukhiv upon a bracha. So if out of the ikr is the medicine, the tuffle is the sugar they put inside to cover up the medicine. Is you say that the tuffle is part of the ikr, and the ikr won't make a bracha, the tuffle won't make a bracha? Well, no, the tuffle is what got the bracha of the ikr, but it needs a bracha on the tuffle. We'll get to Sugya Reishit Beis. You'll see it's a big mavuch among the Achronim this question. And over here is one of the cases where they argue about this point over here. Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos are being choshish the other way, that the tuffle is part of the ikr, and therefore the ikr has no bracha. And that everyone agrees. It has a mar taste over here, also not to make a bracha. So for these two reasons, come along Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos, and numerous people have this anoko, are medicines the maisa not to make a bracha over here. Why? Because most medicines are not foods that people eat. At the end of the day, what to go do? Against machlokes, most seem to be saying, do make a bracha. Numas and hog is not to make a bracha. Fine, again, you have an eats of making a bracha on sugar over here, or in other cases over here, just don't make a bracha on seltzer. And then there'll be a way around this question. Otherwise, there's been machlokes among the hoggers of what to go do. Just because I'm an S, but not really our sugya, I'm going to get to later on, is you make a bracha on Listerine packer packs, these breath strips over here. There are two sugars over here. One is the sugar of kashrus, which that itself is a big mavucha. Rebelski says Avadi does need ashkach upon it. The OU does give ashkach upon it on certain ones now. Others don't give ashkach upon it. Others say you don't need. Put that sugar to the side, kashrus. Do you make a bracha upon it? They get involved with is, would a person ask them, is this food over here? These breath strips that they sell around, the guys seem to have. So just, luckily speaking, he brings down a list of paiskim mikan lakan. The Rebelski says the Maisa Avadi do make Nina bracha. A Florsheimer, Rav Neustadt says about you do. Natal Sheni, a Felder, if it's fine, others say you don't. Just a way, if you want a local Meister, want to follow a Berkowitz, each time it's Be'etzim, these strips over here are not food. I got me taste it, and Be'etzim you would spit it out. Except, it's not nice to spit it out, so you swallow it. So the fact it's not food, and you're not using it as food, and Be'etzim just to refresh your mouth over here. So, Bishlam, you have food, you taste it, you spit out, that's food, Be'etzim. This is the only reason why you're. It's a tircha to spit out, or you don't want to go and spit out, so you swallow it. But etzim is not food. If you want to tell you, don't make a bracha. Again, you will learn the sugya, more to the idea of te'ima, I think in Siman Reish Yud. We see it's not that simple. To Imam Shukh the sugya, we have a mob here in Sivches, that discusses the idea of forcing somebody to go eat. An oinus put a gun to someone's head and says, "Eat this food." So the Beis Yosef brings down a oil married, who brings down the Ru'ah on the Sugya. The Ru'ah says, "Kapitz the Sugya, Tchila, Va'inus, V'Seif, Baratzain." We paskin, the idea is a get of oinus. David wants to tell you, when a person puts a gun to your head to eat this food, it's an oinus and you do not make a bracha. Sif Ches Ramo. The contrast in the Sif Tes, person is a matzah b'koch nefesh. He has to go eat food over here. Besim doesn't want to. Says the Machaber, he makes a bracha. Vrek the Mogar Ram in the Taz. Poor Stiro. Someone puts a gun to your head, you don't make a bracha. Your body tells you you have to eat something else for koch nefesh, you do make a bracha. The words of the Mogar Ram, what's the difference if there's an oinus min shemayim or oinus aydei acharim? Both are forcing you to go eat. One's being forced, mitzad. First, you put a gun to your head. One mitzad, your body's forcing you to go eat. Why make a bracha? That's one kasha the Mogar Ram asks. The second question, the Yisrael Sugya on Pesach, and Simtov Ainei. It says, when you force a person to go eat matzah lela seder, over there says, yoyotza. Why? The Ran Shito, Ms. Asik Bechalovim, Shekeinen over here. You have a nod of it. So we see over here, you're forced to eat something lela seder. You have a no, you make a bracha, shkein neno. So let's make a bracha over here. Therefore, the Taz and Mogar Ram argue on the Ramah. Someone forced you to eat something. The Ramah said the Maaseh not to make a bracha. Taz and Mogar Ram, from these two ayahs, come along and say you do make a bracha. That's how the Goyim Paskins, the Prechodish, the Matar Yuda, they Paskin do make a bracha by the case of Oinus. Atzal Hashani, when the Mishmur brings down, his Loshans, Vaharbe Achrinim disagree with Paskin like the Ramah. And he has a list over here. Whether it's Lavush, the Eli Rabbo, the Beis Meir, the Mogan Geborim, Bigdei Yeshar, the Archa Shulchan, they come along and they disagree over here. They say the Maisi do make a bracha. And you upset you don't make a bracha over here. Except Mishbua ends off, in the case of Bechsa Mosin, the Shalva Deraisa, then to make a bracha. Otherwise, you begin to have a choydim, not to make a bracha. The question is, you have to answer the two Shalvas, the Mogan Avram. He has one Kasha, what's the chil between the case of Oinus versus the case of Sakono? What's the difference between Shemaim versus B'day Adam? And the second question, what happened inside the Sugya of Lela Seder? So first, the Mishmur answers the case in the Ger to the Sugya of Oinus versus Sakano. Where is the force being forced on? What are you being told to go do? If you're told to eat food, the Oinus is on the food, Shabbai, then he says you don't make a bracha. If the Oinus is something else, and you choose, you have the bechira to eat the food, you do make a bracha. Be'er Dover, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, is a tshuva about this. He has three rayas to this yisoid. Interesting rayas. One is, we have a case over here when a person is yog val yavar. The case over there, you, for three carnal sins, you have to give up your life. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, in Perikei, Halacha, Dalet, person supposed to tell him, you put a gun to his head and tell him to even avoid the Zara. He has been sad, he's overwhelmed by the moment, he was even avoid the Zara. Says Rambam, he's Mechal Hashem, but at the end of the day, he's an oinus. Therefore, he does not get Malkus, no punishment. At the end of the day, he's an oinus. The Rambam, two halachas later on, halachavo says, a person is a chayla. He has to wrap himself with avoid the Zara. He chooses to go do that, he's even this Isser, and he gets an oinus for it. Malkus, Misa, you get punished for it. The two cases of Einstein, one, the force is on, being told what to do, even by the Zara, you don't get punished for it. Well, another time you have to, you choose to wrap yourself, you do get punished for it. So, Shlomo Zalman, the second case, we see Lalach and Choshe Mishpat, a king tells you, it forces you, you have to give me money, give me $1 million, you have to go steal it. Choshe Mishpat says you have to pay the person back. The Melech says, go steal from plenty from this specific person. Don't have to give it back. He pinpoints what to get it from. I'm an oinus. Oinus rachmona patri. And when he tells you, forces you, and you choose who to do it from, lochid you have to pay back. Because that was your choice over here. Does that bring a wife from Nach? Esther and Malko. The Gemara says, kasha vadati or vadati. The old time by Achashverosh, she was an oinus. She was forced, she was mutter to her husband. She chooses by herself to go to Achashverosh. Then Nichol get of a rush over here, and therefore she was lost out to Mordechai. Why? Because it was not told Achashverosh to have Tashmish. She chose to. Gamas b'koch nefesh. Where is the force over here? Is the force under something specific? You're an oinus. The force is something b'klali, so you choose to do something that's your b'chira. That's the Mishnah Berurah, how to answer the Taz HaMogah Avram. First kasha. The second question, again, to the sugya of Matzah Lela Seder, Shikain Nano. So the Shaitin over here brings down two Tirotzim, one from the Eli Rabba. They want to taino negate to mitzvah shiboy, the achil of a mitzvah. You want to go do it. And therefore, Shikain Nano mitzvah the mitzvah shiboy. The second Eretz, she says, Apile Rambam. Rambam, you know, when you force a person to give a get, he's supposed to give a get. Even though he says, I don't want, he does it. Betzim, he does want. He also, the Laseda, Betzim, he does want to eat the matzah. Even though being forced to put a gun to his head, eat the matzah, Betzim, he wants to. There's a Rotson over here. Afmina speaks on the Shaarat scene by Bracha Achroino. According to the second Malach, Betzim, at the end of the day, he did want. He makes a Bracha Achroino, Bechsa Mosin. First Malach, Maisi, did not want. Maisi, we have a Shaar over here. We have this Halach in the Getsu of Enos. Have a chodim one mechal can argue with the Taz among Avram, saying the Maisi would not make a bracha. But let's say in a case a person is sitting there and someone takes the food and stuffs it down their throat. If you make a bracha in that case, that'll be the same machlokes Taz among Avram versus I'm over here. So the Mishnah Berurah sends you to the Maimon Mordechai and the Na'ar Shalom, and they want to answer different pshat than Ramah to answer the kasha of Sakon versus Einis. They want to tell the kimto of the Ramah is being stuffed down your throat. Then the Vadi don't make a bracha in that situation. But if they want Tainam, my Mordechai and Shalom, otherwise you wouldn't make a bracha. That's their Kimta, then the Kulam won't make a bracha to answer this deer over here. Now, Tishu sends you to an interesting question, which I have a hard time with, to apply this practically. Your parents tell you, you can't leave the table till you eat your broccoli. You listening? Fine. Over here the question is, do you make a bracha on that? You can sit there for hours. Until, you know, what's the halacha in that case? Your parents are forcing you to eat something specific over here. Do you make a bracha when parents tell kids to eat something? So the dish sends you to Shlomo Zalman and to Avosner. Shlomo Zalman was a taina, since when you get older on your food, you make a bracha. He also, when you're a kid, you make a bracha. Well, Avosner wants a taina, since your body needs it, even though you don't join your mouth, you make a bracha. Each one you shloden, you say inside the chinuch, you make a bracha. When you get older, you're forced, also you won't make a bracha. Let's say you're already 48 years old, and your parents tell you, eat something. Do you have to make eat b'cha? Right? They tell you, gala, right? You come for them for the house, and sukkis, or Pesach, and they give you a b'cha, and they say, eat a taste of it, gishol gishmak over here. And you're about to pick it up to eat it, and they say, make a bracha. I'm like, oh no. Now what? They're forcing you to eat it. You make a bracha in that situation. Nasvi over here, being forced over here. If you know it's good for you, you better eat it. Is that considered force? You can argue the point. Is that a gun to your head? Ulai? Yishlodin? Is there an iss over here? And that's shayach b'gavoy. And then that can be mitzar if you don't eat it. They'll enjoy if you eat it. Not mitzar. They tell you, do what you want, but I'll appreciate if you eat it. Get a bit of kiyumis over here. Now what? Do you make a bracha? Because your bet enjoys it. Is that a force to dafka a gun? In society, that's a social pressure. Is that a force? Is parents a force? What defines oinus over here? Very ambiguous. The definition of oinus means dafka a gun to your head. I mean, kids, you see, if I catch from a Vosner and the Shlomo Zalman, the only reason why he's saying to make a bracha is to give a chinuch, your bet enjoys it. Yesh lodin, yesh l'ayin, exactly. A person should make a bracha. The best thing, of course, is not to force your kids to eat something over here.
Not to eat when they're older.
What, sorry?
Not to eat it when they're older.
Fine. That's the chesed of oinus, the chesed to get a sugya of sakono. So it comes out maskono, sakono lemaisa, we do make a bracha, unless it's the Mishnah Berurah, a person is cuts over here, is turned off, disgusted by it. Now we'll get back to the klom and sim kutzadik vav, the same halacha is brought down over there. This they do point out, if someone's cut by it, they discuss, let's say a person drinks water on Kippur, whether it's Shi'urim over here, or whether he drinks more than the Shi'urim over here. Maisi, he's thirsty, but he doesn't want his Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, if it echoes me, it's Yom Kippur over here. So Ism Chaim Kiryashkin says, if it's cuts, you don't make a bracha. I got me all thirsty, it's cuts, it's Mamash Salach over here. If you cut, you can't, it's Yom Kippur, but I have to, the doctor said I have to. I fought with the rabbi, I fought with the doctor, he said I have to. He said, that's Salach over here, cuts, you don't make a bracha. Got me thirsty. What?
kippah, you won't make the bracha.
If you're kotz by it, now a lot of people aren't kotz. A lot of people are fine. The definition of kotz is lotin. But if you're really kotz by it, there are people who really. Rav Rubin says over, for some odd reason, he says he has all these pregnant. People come over in the 20s and 30s and come to him. He has a whole line of people waiting for him in Erev Yom Kippur. Then all the people are trying to say why they should take Shurim. Then they have these guys who can't even get up the step and take like a half hour to get from the down to on top to get to him. They're trying to fight for him to not to even have Shurim. It's like all the. He's like, you don't understand how all these people, mamash, who can't breathe, can't talk, can't even get the words out of their mouth, can't even get up the steps over here. They're trying to tell the Rav how they can survive Yom Kippur. All these young people trying to convince Av Shurim. Find the different people out there, obviously. What?
Shmach generation.
It could be that, or it could be a lack of appreciation of Yom Adin. Or maybe people are different. Find Sif Yud, a sugya of Dvash over here, Dvash Dvarim over here. So, Kamal Dalocha is very clear. We make a bracha of Dvash Dvarim, a case of Shakal. What the Chiddush over here is, the Mishmua sends you to the Bach over here. The Prim Gonim will say that's Pshan Taz. If you analyze it, what happened? The Dvaira, the bee, went over to the tree, took out the pollen. A tree is what bracha? It eats. Goes inside the body of the bee. Now, if it comes part of the body of the bee itself, Koyeti Metame Tome, Elmei, it's not part of the body of itself. It's something Dava Chitzanius. So it comes out from the bee. Now it's turned in the case of honey. And therefore, we should make a bracha by a Priya Eitz over here. A Domo or Eitz, either one. But certainly, why shackle for? Depends. Fine, a flower should be a Domo. It'll be a case of a Domo. Why is it a case of Eitz? Should be, why a case of shackle? If it's not part of the body. That's Chor the Chiddush. And that, they come to say, the side over here is that since it's Dishtana Legamri and you cannot tell the difference, you cannot tell at all where it came from, has no taste like the Sheikher by beer. The case of water, it says taste over there, has no taste of the wheat that's coming from. Here also, this honey has no taste at all. It's not Nikar Kiyu there where it's coming from. And therefore, we have a side upon Chadosh's Bolakan, so like sugar, so like beer, and therefore they want to extend it to chocolate and balm and other cases over here. But this is the Chiddush over here. We make case of Shehakol, a gum, it came from a plant or came from a tree. But since it's a new entity over here, says Pim Gadam in the Taz, therefore we make a Bracha Shehakol. Sif Yud Aleph is a case where we have Dvash got mixed in together with these rose petals or these Asovim or these cases of Peris over here. And the Chiddush over here is the Dvash is Ikka, therefore we make a Bracha on the Dvash. Now on this Halacha come along the Mishbura, and he brings down over here the Trubas Hadeshen, the Beis Yosef, the Sugya back to the Siman Reish Beis of Zayin. The Halacha, when something in the Swastik Legamri is not Nikud Tzirosoi, what's the Halacha? Beis Yosef over here brings down the Trubas Hadeshen that says, if it's not Nikud Kiyuzeh, you make a Bracha on these cherry jam over here, make a Shakal. Beis Yosef brings down the Rambam disagrees, and therefore the Rambam L'shitosoi in Reish Beis of Zayin says, not Nikud Tzirosoi in the mic, so you make a Bracha that eats on top of it. It's a vegetable hadama on top of it. The Mishmur over here brings down the Ramah over there that says, Toiv Lochush to make a shackle as a Chumas Hadeshin, Agam Me'ika Din, we come along and pass in the case of Ha'itz over here. So again, this is the get to our Sugya. This is where it's brought down in the base of the concept. Mishmur again brings down this idea over here. So far we had this idea in Reish Beis and Reish Gimel and Reish Dal three different times. He said over here that something that's Sarasik Legami, the Murch Legami, do you make a bracha Mishmur Paskins, Tayv Lachas Lachubas Hadeshen, not like the base Yosef over here. Now, Sif Yud Beis is Sugya of Ikar and Tofel. There's a lot to say about it. However, as Mishmur is very nice, he says, it's not Amakor over here. He says, Ayin Simon Reish Beis is a Simon B'fnei Atzmoy. This one you said you see that's come out from the Sugya over here, and Sif Yud Beis negate to Ikar and Tofel, is according to the Ramah, you have something that is Tam by itself. If it's not mamoshes, you will not make a bracha. That means the soy that comes out, mishmur is moisif, has to be also a case of spices over here, a case of mezainus over here. That means to make a bracha according to Ramah, has to be gives taste, and that's mamoshes. Mishmur is moisif, a third thing has to be a case of mezainus. But the soy we see from the Ramah, mishmur agrees, spices will never be the ikker. Spices is always going to be a case of tofel. That means you have to define what the definition of spices are. That means by schnitzel, when you have the crumbs around it, is that spice or is that mamoshes? But the slide we see from Sylvian Bains that something that spices go inside food will never be the ikru and never make a bracha upon the case of the spices. No, the Amor is saying when you have mamoshes, no, spices, that's not mamoshes. What's mamoshes? You have to find what spices, what's mamoshes. Which was maisif mezainis, a third thing over here. The last sifs of your gimel is your klal, when you're not sure what to go do, and Mishmur sends you back after you learn the sugya, you're not a bar anymore. The loch is you make case of shakal. The yisrael they point out from this halacha is that by now we saw the Mishmur say that concept when a person who makes a bracha bar minim is zainis, the yaitzah be evid by everything except for water and salt. So why dafka shakal say case of mezainis for? So the place can be yisrael over here. That shahakal be'etzim is a bracha klalius, and you must hope that's the bracha you should say upon it. Mezainis yoytze b'yeved, but that's the bracha b'vureres adama eight, but that's the wrong bracha which could be yoytze b'yeved. We're not sure and have any machlokes what to go do. The correct bracha is a shakal. That means you have two types of brachas, both the yoytze b'yeved, but one's a bracha to say, one's a bracha not to say. That means you're not sure what to go do. For klalius make a bracha, shakal is that the con to make a bracha nosafik. Again, you get it maybe with the sigil of mezainis, but the bracha of it to do in the case of a sofik is the case of shakal. Fine, Bez Hashem, next time we'll go through some Reish Hei, and then we'll have a week chazara, because we learned a lot, maskim, from Reish Beis to Reish Hei, and Ad Focho.